Electric vehicles are on a lot of people's minds these days, but could you live with one? To find out, we sat down with Todd Bruder. He's lead development engineer on the Chevy Bolt to talk about his day-to-day life with an EV. Here's that interview. We're here at the Chicago Auto Show, the snowy Chicago Auto Show, mid-February, talking about one of the just most interesting and amazing cars to come into the marketplace, I think, in decades, the Bolt EV. Todd, you're with us. You're an expert on this. You're a driver of this car every day. Tell us how you use the Bolt EV.
Okay. I live about 10 miles from work, so I have a 20-mile round-trip commute. And I hop in the car in the morning. I usually plug in my smartphone and turn up Apple CarPlay and find the podcast that I like to listen to. And put the vehicle in low, which is our one-pedal drive mode, which is my favorite way to drive the vehicle, and then start driving to work. And I, with the one-pedal driving, I don't need to put my foot over onto the brake. The vehicle will come to a stop just by modulating the accelerator pedal. I have a handful of stoplights on the way to work, and that makes that easy.
How long did it take you to get used to doing that?
Oh, it's I find it, and I've talked to many people. It is a very quick learning curve. You can get into it and find it comfortable and enjoyable within the first few minutes.
Exactly, I was kind of surprised by that, but you're exactly right.
Yep. So, along with the one pedal driving, we also have the regen paddle, which is on the steering wheel. So when using your one-pedal driving, we've increased our regen to capture that that energy, regenerating the power, putting that energy back into the battery, which we use then to slow you down. But if for some reason you feel that you're not slowing down fast enough and you want to slow down a little bit more, you can actually pull the paddle on the steering wheel and increase that regeneration even more and bring you down to a stop even faster. So you can modulate with the accelerator pedal, but then add more if you want with the paddle behind the steering wheel. That paddle is also useful if you don't like to use the one pedal driving. If you do like to have it in drive, and we've calibrated the regeneration while you're in drive to act like a conventional vehicle. So if customers are a little weary about getting into a vehicle that has this high regen when they lift their foot off the accelerator pedal, they can leave it in drive and the car will coast like a traditional vehicle. But you can also use the paddle on the steering wheel in drive as well to, if you're coasting and you want to capture some of that energy, if you're driving in drive, I'm sorry, and you want to capture some of that energy, you can use the paddle in that
So you can really drive the Bolt EV as a conventional vehicle, two pedals and, just like you drive a gasoline car, and it will creep forward at stoplights and act like in virtually every way like a gasoline car.
Correct.
Or you can go to the what I would call more advanced features and drive it with those additional features.
Yes. Yep. And so we had this we wanted to do this from the beginning, really. We wanted to make the vehicle accessible to the non-EV customer. We didn't want them to be, frightened or apprehensive to move from a conventional vehicle into an EV vehicle. So a lot of the features in the vehicle, we wanted it to drive and feel like a conventional vehicle, which is why we calibrated the drive mode to be like it is. So, but we also wanted to have a lot of these features for the enthusiast. The enthusiast that wants to try to maximize everything, want to recapture all of their energy, we have all these features available.
If you are driving in lower, if you're doing one-pedal driving, is that more efficient? Is that better for the battery, for example? Does that give you more range?
It depends on your driving, on your driving style. But yes, you can increase your range by using low. So what we did a quick little study. When you do your range for EPA, there's a standard test procedure that you need to go through
right.
to capture your range. So we did a quick little study of what if, and the EPA requires that you do it in your default mode. So that's done in drive. We did a little study if we had done the EPA range in low, it would have been worth about 5% more range.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
So there's stuff to be gained there.
Yeah, 5% is significant,
right?
I mean, much more so than maybe the civilian is going to think, right? So your use case is about 10-mile commute from your house to your place of business,
yes.
Right? Something like that. Tell us about that and how you not only how you do that, but how often you charge and those kind of issues and how you charge.
Yeah. So my round trip commute is 20 miles, and I have a charger at home. I have a charger at work. But with my normal driving, I'll do my normal commute back and forth to work, but then run errands. Many times I'll find myself only charging once a week, maybe every, you know, 3 or 4 days if I'm doing something where I'm going a little bit further. But I'll go, you know, I might go a week, you know, without plugging in and charging.
Is there any negative to not keeping the vehicle at a high state of charge? You know, you can be at half charge and it doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
what
we say is treat it like your cell phone. You know, charge it when you want to, charge it when you need to. You know, there's no significant benefit of keeping it in a certain range. You know, we do a lot to manage the life of the battery. The battery is liquid cooled. We manage the high temps and the low temps of that battery to make it so that the customer doesn't really need to worry about the pack itself. Treat it like your cell phone.
Talk about fast charging. You know, we hear all kinds of stories about fast charging, and some of them wives' tales. Tell us how the Bolt EV responds to fast charging.
So if you choose the fast charging option, which is it's an option on the LT, it becomes standard on the Premier. It uses the CCS fast charging technology. And it's typically used for if you are in a situation where maybe you need to get quick miles on, you're kind of low and you need to get quick miles on it, or maybe you're going some distance and you want to try to target, you know, and go to on your route, want to stop at fast charge locations. So you get about 90 miles of range in 30 minutes of charge. Many of the fast charge stations out there will limit you to about 30 minutes, and then you have to reinitiate and do another 30 minutes if you're going to be sitting and doing your doing a lunch or something on your drive. So you get about 90 miles in 30 minutes of fast charging. It varies because some fast chargers don't have the same amperage as others.
Yeah. So if you were on a lunch hour or something like that and had access to that fast charger for that entire hour, you could kind of bring it almost up to full range.
Yeah. In an hour, you know, you might get about 160 miles or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hour and a half, you know, have an extra cup of coffee.
Yeah, maybe, right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
As a guy who uses this vehicle all the time, what's your favorite feature? What do you like most about the Bolt EV?
Well, we've already talked about the one-pedal driving. That one, that is my favorite. But the car itself is a blast to drive. It's got a lot of initial torque. It rides, you know, as they say, you know, it feels like it rides on rails. It's a fun little car to drive. The body is stiff, the ride is comfortable, it's quiet, and you know, when you get in that car and start, you know, zipping around, and you've got your one pedal going, you got your CarPlay going, it's a lot of fun to be in.
Yeah, really. I mean, whenever I'm in it, it's like I'm driving the future.
Yes.
This is a really cool thing. Well, Todd, thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it, and we hope to talk to you again soon.
Okay, thanks a lot.
And that's our interview with Todd Bruder, lead engineer on the Chevrolet Bolt EV. Join us here next time for more America on the Road Radio, right here on Driving Today.